No, there I am. Okay. Good afternoon. This is a public hearing to address the HAVA and Elections Complaint Number SOS HAVA 64130002. The date is Thursday, January 23rd at 2014, and the time is 1:30 p.m. We are meeting in the Secretary of State's Aspen Conference Room on the third floor of the Office of the Secretary of State at 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado. I'm Deputy Secretary of State Suzanne Start. I'm convening this hearing in accordance with the notice published on our website. Seated to my right is Stephanie Mann, a legal specialist in the Elections Division. The purpose of this hearing is to address a complaint received by the Colorado Secretary of State on December 26, 2013, alleging the Broomfield County violated Title III of the Help America Vote Act and the Uniform Election Code. Copies of the complaint, Broomfield's response, and comments received are on our website on the Elections Complaint tracking page. This meeting is audio recorded and all comments become a part of the official record. This hearing is also being broadcast over the internet. For anyone who wishes to testify at this hearing, there are sign-up sheets on the table at the back of the room. You must sign up in order to testify. All comments received will become part of the official record and will be posted online. All interested parties will have an opportunity to submit any data, views, or arguments in writing, and if desired, orally. First, the complainant, Ms. Marks, will have an opportunity to speak. Then the Broomfield County will have an opportunity. After that, all interested parties will be invited who are present. In the interest of time, I would request that you avoid simply repeating the testimony of others. When you speak, please introduce yourself for the recording when you begin. If you represent an organization, please identify the organization. Before we begin, I did want to disclose that the Secretary of State's office has been involved in some of the processes in Broomfield. In particular, I think I have been to Broomfield maybe four times from the time of the close of the election through today. We are also, I think it's publicly known, planning on intervening in a 11113 action in Broomfield, and I was in Broomfield about a week and a half ago testifying in a case between Ms. Marks and the City and County of Broomfield. So I have looked at the HAVA complaint in that context, and I believe that I can be fair in subjectively as a hearing officer, but I would like to hear from any of the parties if they have any objection to my acting as a hearing officer, and then if so, we can have a discussion about that. Do you want to, Ms. Marks, if you could just let me know your thoughts on that?
It's something I had not considered that, and I can't see any reason off the top of my head that I would have any objection to that. I do think you all know the facts, and you are very open to hearing all of the facts, so I don't have an objection right now.
Okay. And from Broomfield? Is that mic on?
Good afternoon. I'm Bill Tuthill, the City and County Attorney for Broomfield. We're not going to lodge any formal objection to you proceeding with this hearing, but by doing that, I don't intend to waive any rights we might have to raise appropriate legal or procedural issues should we need to in a district court, depending on the outcome of the hearing and the Secretary's recommendations and decision.
Well, I guess, Mr. Tuthill, if that's the case, I certainly don't want to inconvenience everybody with two hearings. There are some options. If the conflict is due to, or the perceived conflict is my testimony and my involvement, we have other members in the office who could hear the facts and render a decision. Alternatively, we could send it to an ALJ. The problem, or the only real problem with the ALJ process, is that they will make the findings of fact, but ultimately it comes back to us to enter the final order. So in some ways, you end up back at the same place.
I understand. I've seen a decision in a prior case where that's exactly what happened. That case also involved Ms. Marks and others, and Siwash County, I believe, where the ALJ made findings and recommendations, and then the Secretary of State entered their own with regard to that. I can't say we don't have some level of concern. The Secretary of State has issued a report while the election activities were still ongoing. I know you sent an email communication at one point to Mr. Ozaki that was critical of the election process, in some of the election process in Broomfield, as well as critical of House Bill 1303. We anticipated, we know the history here too, and anticipated the hearing going forward today, but again, I don't want to waive any rights we might have to assert that you weren't the right person to hear this.
Right.
We do have certain appeal rights depending on the outcome of the hearing.
Well, I mean, again, if those issues are, pertaining to me, I did invite our manager of legal and policy, Mr. Bratton, up today, who could substitute for this hearing and render. He has not been in Broomfield and is not as, I guess, involved in the actions. I don't think he's had much communication with or any communication with
I'm
the staff.
I'm not aware of any communication Mr. Bratton has had with the Broomfield clerk and recorder during the
So if you court. Prefer that Mr. Bratton sit as the hearing officer, he's available to do that. I'm not trying to be, push you one way or the other. I'm just saying I understand this issue exists. And, to the extent that you have concerns about it, we would rather try to remedy those up front rather than on a back end.
Can I have just a moment to confer
sure.
with our clerk and recorder?
Sure. Sure. Why don't you go ahead and then we'll take a break. I don't know. We just turned the mic on. Go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to say that I can certainly understand Mr. Tuttle's position, and I would like to offer that maybe that is a good solution to avoid this thing going on too long, because I know that it has taken us months and months to do the whole process of the conflict of interest and then the rehearing, and to shortcut anything like that, I would be very happy to have Mr. Bratton as the hearing officer if you're prepared for that from an administrative standpoint.
Okay. You want to just take a break?